Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 193. This is the recap edition here at the Caffeination Podcast. We're going to be running over the stuff that we got for the holidays, a couple different things that are heading up in the very future. It's going to be a relatively short show, as I'll explain why in just a little bit. We have a whole bunch of interesting stuff to talk to you about. Not our usual kind of show here. We don't have very much news or coffee bits that are not personal stories or anything else like that. We have been able to secure a little bit of PodSafe music to hopefully make your day go just that much better. So hopefully everything's going to work out correctly here. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants due to a couple different things. One, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm not feeling up to 100% here, not feeling up to par. I've been eating absolutely horribly the past couple days, and I think it's starting to catch up with me. today's the first day I went back to eating healthy, and my stomach started revolting halfway through the day. So I got a big major stomach problem here. This is the kind of stomach problem, at least with me, whenever I get a really bad stomach ache, my back starts to hurt and I start to get really miserable. So pretty much the only thing that takes care of this is going to sleep. But I still want to make sure that I got the episode out. In its current state, I'm not 100% happy with how this episode's probably going to turn out. But this is right after the holidays. We have a lot of stuff that's happened over the past week or anything, so I wanted to get some information out to you and still give you a little bit of PodSafe music to hopefully sweeten your night. Like I said, this is the Caffeination Podcast. If you'd like to find the rest of the shows, which I promise are much better than this one, you can head on over to www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. And please feel free to send any comments, feedback, suggestion, or whatever else you want to do over to caffeination@gmail.com. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. We're also proudly listed over at the Blueberry Podcast Network. That's Blueberry without the E's, BLUBRRY. All right, this is the 193rd edition. It's being recorded live to hard drive on 12/26/2007. So, 2 days after the last episode. So, in case you missed it, you should really head on out and check out Caffeination 192. That's the Christmas Eve edition. If you're not sick of holiday stuff already, you can head on over there. There's three bits of great PodSafe music in that. We're back down to one here, which is more of our normal level. It's easier to manage on whole. So we have a great amount of interesting little stuff here. We're going to do a recap of some of the cool tech stuff that we got for Christmas here. A little bit of what Santa brought us and how he's going to treat us in the future. We are going to be talking a little bit about one of the giveaways that we have coming up. Then we're going to do a year review part one. Then we're going to run down little coffee-flavored things that happened to us over the holidays the past couple days, and then send you on your way. So first up, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the sponsor for today's show. If you're looking for a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, your solution is quite simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your calls, everyone logs into GoToMeeting.com and your computer screen shows up on all of their monitors. It's like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. Plus, you're not charged a permanent fee like some of the other providers that are out there. You can meet as often as you want for as long as you need with one flat rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, anytime without ever stepping foot outside your office. You not only end up saving time, but a serious amount of money as well. See for yourself. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast. Try GoToMeeting free today. We'd like to thank GoToMeeting for being a continued sponsor here at the Caffeination Podcast. They allow us to do fun things like play some PodSafe music like we're going to do here. We're going here with an old favorite. I've been playing a lot of holiday music. I know it's still the holiday season, technically, up until a little Christmas sometime in the beginning of January or whatnot. But, it got to the point where we were listening to terrestrial radio around here, and they were playing, like, the same 9 songs. So I was like, you know what? We're going to step away from the Christmas spirit. Hey, if people want still holiday music, please feel free to tune into any one of the last month of Caffeinations. And we've had two helpings of PodSafe music on each each one for you. But however, today from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, we have a fine offering from Calvin Owens and his heavy blues-laden song called Coffee Man. So hopefully you're going to enjoy this one. Again, this is from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. We have Calvin Owens and his Coffee Man.
Two things in life I know. Music and coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. I bring excitement to the music scene like a heaping cup of a pure caffeine. 'Cause I'm a coffee man. I know about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. Folks love my music from beginning to end. 'Cause all of my music is a premium blend. 'Cause I'm a coffee man. I know about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. Coffee in the morning can be ecstasy. Like my sweet, sweet woman laying down next to me. 'Cause I'm a coffee man. I know about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. I may get older, but I never get old. Like all great coffee, I'll stay black and bold. 'Cause I'm a coffee man. I know about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. Sometimes I sweeten it, or maybe I'll spike it. People, you sure are gonna like it. 'Cause I'm a coffee man. I know about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. I'm a coffee man. I know all about the coffee beans. Sugar make it sweet, cream makes it smooth. When you hear my music, baby, you sure got to move. 'Cause I'm a coffee man. I know about the coffee beans.
Again, that was Calvin Owens and his song Coffee Man. So,
just for you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Managed to cut him off right at the very end. I was like, oh yeah, you know, it's just a fade out with the saxophone. No. It's a he at the end. It says special brew just for you. That's what this episode is right here. We're trying to make it through. It's weird. That song is in direct opposition to how I actually feel. Because I mean, that's all jazzy. That's all cool. And it's all about coffee, which, for once in my life, I'm not all about coffee right about now, because whenever I get a really nasty, sour stomach like I got right now, the thought of coffee turns my stomach. I mean, that's how bad we're going right now. We did want to run down some stuff in the Tech Cruft section of today's episode. For those of you out there who did not get a Wii yet or have never played one, just wanted to give you a little bit of my first impressions of it. For those of you who did not know, we actually managed to score a Wii for this holiday season. I have been looking for it somewhere since the beginning of November. Found it right before Thanksgiving, like the week before Thanksgiving, and managed to, I think it was like early 20s of November. Managed to grab it, and it's a good thing because they were nowhere to be found anywhere after that. And they were really hard to come by before that, so I don't know what Nintendo has a problem with their supply system here, but they really gotta, you know, step up the game, you know? I mean, they should have done that since, you know, July, so to meet the holiday demand. It's really kind of funny that the same console was the number one gift 2 years in a row, and actually the weird thing about the valuation of it was that if you looked at the average price they were going for on eBay last year, for a $250 console, it was going for somewhere around $479. This year, they were going for, on average, $599 a couple weeks before Christmas. Closer to Christmas, I guess, there was a little bit of backlash, as there usually is, and people started, you know, bidding lower and ignoring the eBay things, because a lot of stories have come out, stories recently have come out that stores, instead of selling them to consumers, are just going online and selling them on eBay. I mean, that's capitalism at its finest, but at the same point in time, it's like they have an agreement with Nintendo that's a direct-to-customer sale for that price. So it's kind of, you know, it's dirty pool, to say the least. First of all, wanted to give our, you know, first impressions here. It's a fun little console. It's really the learning curve to using the controllers the way they would like you to is a little steeper than I thought it would be. And for some reason, I don't know if I was just used to something different, but I couldn't grasp some of the concepts and some of the motions that they wanted you to. And also, of course, I didn't read the directions and I had the sensor bar set up the wrong way. For those of you who do not know, there's a little bar that goes either on top of or under your TV that does all the sensing and everything for the Wiimotes that you have. So we have two Wiimotes right now, one for each of the adults in the family. Each one of us created our Miis. My wife and I each did one, and then we thought it would be funny earlier today, so we created one for our little son. So if you look in the little section of the Wii console where they have all the different people who use the console, all their different avatars, you see that both adults and the little Paul running around too. It's pretty funny. Just something about the way they look is very humorous. So we have a couple games. Mario Galaxy is unbelievable. The depth of visuals that you get and the different ways in which the controls are used is really crazy. The only problem I have with it doesn't have like a full two-player mode, really. If you want to do two-player on it, the second player is actually just this tiny little star that gets to point around the screen and collect other little like coins or bits of stars. I mean, within the realm of the game, it does make sense. However, you know, in other games, you could always just be a different character. You could just be Luigi. So, I mean, I think it would actually be really interesting if you could just either do split screen or do turn-based or something to where, you know, like Mario and Luigi would hop planets or something like that. I mean, people are fine waiting turns, you know? Wii Sports, which is the game that pretty much comes with it, is really cool, really neat. My wife kicked my rear end up and down this block in Wii Boxing. It's really sad to say it, but she really did a number on me. She's pretty good at it. Maybe it's a lower center of gravity. I don't even know. But some of the games are really fun. Some of them are kind of, you know, obtuse and a little weird. Maybe it's just that we're not using the controllers the correct way yet. But I could definitely see how this is going to be fun for the whole family. Can't wait to have some friends over and actually give it a try. Now, one of the things that I was really excited about with the console was that on the box it says Opera browser compliant. You can surf the internet with this thing. I was like, why would you want to do that? Well, there are certain websites on the internet, specifically homestarrunner.com, where you can get free mini games for the Wii. So you can go on there and play games over the internet. And, they're similar to games you would play on your PC or your Mac or whatever. But, they're on the Wii. They use the Wiimote controls and everything like that. And I just thought it'd be really cool to give it a shot. Here's the thing that they don't tell you. You actually have to pay for the freaking browser. It was free up until June. And I guess that's when I had started seeing the stuff about it. But now it costs $5. Now, I mean, everybody out there is going, come on, it's $5. Just buck up for it. But when you really want to step back and think for it, you just drop $250 for a, maybe more, for a console that has a little logo on it that says it's an Opera browser. Well, I'm sorry, if you have the logo on the box, it should just work out of the box for that. So I was a little irritated about that, found that out a little bit ago, and I didn't do my homework on it. But still, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like if you buy a router that says Xbox Live compatible and has that fun little Xbox Live sticker on it, you don't expect it to not work, you know? So the console itself is slowly growing on me, and I'm pretty sure once we get a couple more games out and have some chances to actually work some of the kinks out of the way the controller system's set up, then we'll be all right. Oh yeah, by the way, for those of you who have been following this continued saga, we had our TV delivered, the one that had been being worked on since November, like 2nd or 3rd. So the people at the TV repair shop, which is Audio Video Repair on Tacony Street in Philadelphia, I'm going to say their name because they're such a shoddy place to go. And this is a G-rated show, so we're trying to keep it nice and G-rated here. They basically are a bunch of liars over there. they told me the TV was fixed, dropped it off, and I guess they just didn't want to deal with me anymore because they left a little note on top of the TV that said, hey, guess what? It wasn't fixed and that we were going to be getting a new TV. So, I would have just kind of appreciated to hear that from them instead of having to hear it from a third party. So just, I can't believe the amount of trouble that we've had with this. And we bought the TV at Circuit City, and we bought the 3-year extra warranty and everything else like that. And trying to get any kind of information out of anybody has been more than irritating. So I'll keep people up to date on where we go from here. But I haven't been reasonable. 7 weeks is a nice long time for somebody to have something that they don't even make the parts to fix for it. Yeah, that's the thing that we didn't hear until about 5.5 weeks in. The main board inside the TV is not manufactured anymore. So if it's a problem on that board, they can micro-produce it, which means they can buy all the tiny little components and all the different little capacitors and stuff to go on it. But they can't ever get the entirety, they can't get the whole board in one little sitting and then use it. So we're waiting to hear from Circuit City sometime at the end of this week, and then I'll keep everybody up to date on there. But hey, all right, next little thing here. One of my buddies, Jimmy, who happens to listen to the show, he's the Lego guy, in case any of you would wonder. He's the one we do all the Lego stories for, or actually one of the two people we do all the Lego stories for. He actually bought me a USB coffee warmer and a 2-port hub. So if I had been drinking coffee today, I would be using it. Unfortunately, I'm not. So I will give you the full out-and-out review for it. It's coming up probably on the next episode. Usually this kind of stomach thing passes after a good night's sleep, so we're hoping to get one of them in here. Next little thing we have up here is actually a giveaway for episode 200. I have in my possession a set of Apple Training thermos and an Apple Training traveler's mug, along with the apple cider, and I'm going to throw in a pound of coffee with it. Now you can tell me what kind of coffee you like, and I'll get it from Fresh Coffee Scoop or The Coffee Scoop. I can't remember the name of the address right off the top of the head, but they're a local coffee roaster around here, and they make fantastically roasted coffee. So I'll be sending all that whisking away to you. And how can you get it, you might wonder? All I'm asking you to do is email me at caffeination@gmail.com. In the title of your email, just put episode 200 contest. That's it. If you just send me that one little email, I will put your name in the hat, and on episode 200, we will pull the names out of the hat and hopefully just give that, and then I'll contact the winner and get all your address and everything else like that and send this thing whisking right off. I think this is the first real giveaway we've ever actually done on the Caffeination podcast, so we're hoping to make it worth your while. We might actually have a consolation prize to the second winner. If you don't like coffee, please let me know and I'll find something else that we can work out. But it's a really, really nice stainless steel thermos with a Apple logo on it. It says Apple Training, and then there's a plastic and stainless steel travel mug and a couple packets of apple cider that go along with it. So it's pretty cool. I'm probably gonna end up posting some pictures over at Picasa, and I'll write a little blog article down the road about it, so you can see all about that. And then the next little thing we got here is a year one in review, or year in review part one rather. I was recently asked to do a little blurb over at Six Pixels of Separation, a podcast by Mitch Joel. So I gave my little take on things and had sent him a fun little email, basically saying what I thought about 2007, and you know, basically the different things that I thought had happened, you know, personally and with the podcast and everything else like that. And you know, I really feel good about where the podcast, you know, it really is our podcast. I really feel good about, you know, where our podcast has come, you know, in this year. You know, when we started, I really kind of felt that it was more of a hobby of mine. Now it's not necessarily more of a hobby. It's a love. This is something I feel compelled to do. I mean, you know, if I didn't love it, I wouldn't be doing it right now, you know? So hopefully you feel the kind of same way about it. I'm looking for a couple little listener comments, a couple little, you know, different things you can pop in there and just say, hey, this is what I thought of your podcast. This is what I thought of 2007 in general. I just did want to actually play you the comment that I actually dropped off to his email here. Let's see if this actually comes up. There we go. Just had to pause it there. All right, I did actually want to play you the thing that I sent to him. Basically, it's what did he ask? He said, what did you think of social media in general in the year 2007? And you know, so I kind of responded, and hopefully, let's see. There we go. Yeah, it's over at twistimage.com/podcast, and you can find episode 83 is where I'm on, and here's pretty much what I had to say about 2007 so far.
Hi, Mitch. This is Paul from the Caffeination Podcast. You know, in 2007, social media really took on a whole new meaning for me. I learned more than I ever thought I would about the world of marketing, promotions, and got a little bit more serious about my show, the Caffeination Podcast. I guess it was a little bit of an eye-opening experience, and, you know, I never really thought I'd be interested in business or stuff like that, but it all turned out pretty cool. I managed to attend my first pod camp this year and can't wait to attend the next one. But some of the major issues that I see facing social media in the coming year and beyond are a continued fractioning of the social media space. I mean, everybody has their Twitter account, which I found this little your little plea for comments on. Some people have Seismic, other people have Jaiku. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I mean, it was one thing when everybody had their own individual blogs, but now that these tiny little services are popping up from here and here, you know, like you're going to eventually create a completely fractured community where half of the people are on Ustream, half of the people are on Seismic, and the other half of the people don't know where to go to find your content. So there needs to be kind of a unifying aspect that needs to develop somewhere down the road. And even if it's just like at first just a list of places that your kind of content can be found, that'd be one thing. So I hope that somehow we get there. But you know, going back to 2007, I mean, it was a really trying year, at least for my show. My son was born at the tail end of 2006. We bought a house at the tail end of 2006 as well. So you know, trying to keep up with all that stuff at the same point in time, and still maintain a regular show, regular podcast, really kind of opened my eyes to a lot of the challenges that I was going to be facing in the future. So everything worked out correctly. Still do my show twice a week. I think that probably prompted me to get a little bit more serious about how I treated my show, because if I don't take it seriously, then I'm pretty sure nobody else would. And it also made me a little bit more selective of the content. So, it's like it's all about getting earlobes, at least with podcasting, eyeballs when you're talking about a web space. So it's going to be a really grand future for social media, and I really can't wait to see where it goes. There might be companies and everything that go belly up, and there's always going to be that aspect of things. But I think people are a little bit smarter about how this boom is going as compared to the last one. So that's my little comment there. Hopefully, you can use it on your show. And thanks for listening to me, and stay caffeinated. Happy New Year and happy holidays.
All right, yeah, so that was my little blurb on that. If you heard a whole bunch of background noise there, the cat decided to try and get in on the act. My son was running around banging something in the background. I think he was like slamming on one of his the boxes for his Christmas present or something like that. So it was just kind of fun to record it. And there's a whole bunch of other people over there. There's a let's see. I think Chris Penn's on there. CC Chapman's on there. There's like a who's who, and then there's me kind of thing for social media. I know he has another one coming up. He has another one, another episode coming up with the same kind of user-generated content. So I still have to listen to the whole thing, all the way out. But again, it's over at twistimage.com. Just click on the link that says podcast, or you could, if I can find the link, I'll put it up on my blog here. But all right, that's basically one of what I have been really worried about in the social media space. We have this huge fractioning, and I started noticing a couple of the different services are starting to work together. Like Seismic works really well with Twitter, so does Jot. So it's like, okay, they're one little small contained unit, but then you have Jaiku, which doesn't work with any of them, and then you have, it's like Blogger has its own little user community, and if you have a WordPress blog, then you miss out on that. Or if you have a WordPress blog, but you're not on WordPress.com, then you miss out on that community. And I started seeing this originally when I even started the Caffeination way back in January of 2006, I think. January of 2006, January 9th, 2006, the first episode of the Caffeination. So yeah, I started seeing that because as soon as I registered my podcast, I did a service over it called Podomatic.com, and shortly thereafter, I started to outgrow it, but I couldn't physically leave the community because there were so many of my listeners at that point in time. I mean, some of you might even be carryovers from Podomatic, and thank you so much for sticking with us. But so many of my listeners at that point in time were Podomatic regulars, and if the show wasn't on Podomatic, then they really didn't know what to do. And that's more than a little disturbing for a content creator, because you really wouldn't want to leave, your primary source of listeners. And at the time when I left, I was within the top, I was within the top 100 podcasts that they had on the entire service, and I was within the top 10 of the tech podcasts. So, I mean, you really, that kind of listenership and everything else like that's really hard to kind of abandon. And I know I think I lost something like 75% of my users at first when I kind of begged out of doing Podomatic, because I wanted to make sure I had my own brand. So that's why when you go to caffeination.com, everything you see there is created by me. So, I took a pretty big hit to do it. And I think it's paid off so well so far. Pretty good so far, but that's the same kind of problem. So you're not going to have somebody who leaves Twitter, you're not going to have somebody who leaves Jaiku for an opposing service, because they've built a fan base, they've built a follower base. So it's kind of a strange predicament that the social media space is going to find themselves in. I mean, just simply looking at it between MySpace and Facebook, two completely different social networking platforms. However, they're very closely tied with the zeitgeist. You know, it's like whoever happens to be hot at the moment is where you have to be. So if you go over to, you know, myspace.com/caffeination, there I am. If you do a search on Facebook for caffeination, there's a group and then there's me. So that should help you out there. But so I mean, 2008's really going to have to answer that question. So hopefully it'll do that. We're always looking for people to chime in on this. I'd love to have something similar to what Mitch had. So if you just want to tell me about what you think of where this, you know, where podcasting in general is going, or what you think of social media in general, and where you think 2007 left you, and where you'd like to see 2008 leave you, please feel free to dial into our voicemail line at 215-240-1319, or you can email me at caffeination.com. You can just email me text, you could record it and send it over. I have a pretty big mailbox space left over at gmail.com, so hopefully that won't get full up or anything like that. But hey, three little bits of caffeine and food related news, then we'll head out on our way. Number one up here is the Starbucks holiday blend. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Starbucks. In fact, I usually can't stand their coffee at all. However, somebody actually gifted me the Starbucks holiday blend of coffee. And it was with a heavy heart that I actually put it into the coffee maker. I was like, you know, this is going to be horrible. And the person spent their hard-earned money on getting me this. And you know what? I have served it to every person who's come in my house this Christmas. And as long as you take that pot off the warmer, like right off the bat, it does not get really bitter. It's a really nice, smooth blend of coffee, and I'm really happy, you know, to still be enjoying it right now. I think we got about a third of a pound left. Yeah, we went through a serious amount of coffee. On Christmas breakfast, I think we went through 2.5 pots of coffee. You know, I already had the one, you know, brewed and in the craft, but still, it was like, man, the beans were flying fast and furious here at the Mueller household. All right, number two, Splenda Flavor Packets Mocha variety. We've done a review here of the hazelnut variety. My wife actually went out and found the mocha variety in the supermarket around here, brought it home, and with much flourish, threw it on the table and said, "There, you can tell your listeners that I went out looking for that." So I'm doing it. She's such a nice woman. I got to tell you, mocha is heads and tails above hazelnut. It's such a much more enjoyable flavor combination, and it tastes more like chocolate than the hazelnut tastes like hazelnut. So, hey, yeah, that's something to be said there. So, all right, and then the last little thing I had here was the sour stomach in coffee. I think we've pretty much covered that in its entirety. So I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this shortened edition here at the Caffeination Podcast. I still managed to ramble on for almost a half hour. Hopefully you found today's show interesting. If you'd like to see more of these off-the-cuff shows, please feel free to let me know. I'm always looking out for different ways we can do the show, different things we can plan to try and switch it up on you, keep it interesting, keep it fresh, you know what I mean? All right, so this has been Caffeination number 193. This is the recap edition. We recapped everything, and we're recapping it now. We are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All the other member shows are located at techpodcasts.com, where they have agreed to create child-safe, family-friendly, and educational content. We are also a proud member of the Blueberry Podcast Network. That's Blueberry without the E's. It's a social podcasting site. It's kind of like MySpace for podcasts. And this has been a Puzzle Piece production. If you'd like to find out more about Puzzle Piece Productions, please head on over to puzzlepiecepro.com. All one word. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and stay caffeinated, people.